Hello, everybody. This is DJ Jams. How is everyone today? I hope you all are amazing out there. Welcome to my normal Monday show here. Before we get started to our show, as usual, we are going to go into some Penguin Radio promo. So, here's what we have to offer today on Penguin Radio. Here's some of the events that are going on in these next couple of weeks. Thursday, October 13th, 2016, we have a 7 p.m. volleyball game versus Notre Dame de Namur. On Friday, October 14th, 2016, we have a 12 p.m. and 2:30 p.m. we have men's and women's soccer versus NDNU. And on Saturday, October 15th, we have 3 p.m. lacrosse versus SJSU. And on Wednesday, October 26th, we have Soul Candy Student Talent Showcase at 7 p.m. at Jenico Hall. Make sure you be there and make sure you go check that out. And then on Saturday, October 29th, we have our family weekend. I hope everybody's families are able to come and visit. And we have some great activities lined up here at Dominican University. All right, everybody. And make sure you tune in to a wonderful show, The 8th Dorth, with DJ Breezy from Mondays to 4 to 5 p.m. All right, everybody. Today, we are going to be talking about a genre called country music. And if y'all are fans of country music, then that's great, because I am too, obviously. And it's going to be great. I hope you've all, again, have enjoyed your awesome weekend. And I am your host, DJ Jams, and you are listening to The Boombox Show, where music enhances your soul, here on Penguin Radio. Last show, we talked about alternative music, and today we will be talking about the world of country music. The definition of country music is a form of music that is formed in the rural southern parts of the U.S. that involves a fiddle, guitar, steel guitar, drums, and keyboard, and sometimes a banjo. To give a brief introduction, here we go into our wonderful history of country music. Yeehaw, everyone! History of country music. Country music was one of the first genres of the modern American popular music, and old-time music was its earliest style. It developed in the southern eastern states of the USA as a mix of folk music from the British Isles, church music, and African-American blues. It was played on instruments like acoustic guitar, mandolin, auto harp, fiddle, and the banjo. Old-time music was first recorded in the 1920s, with recordings of the Carter family becoming the most popular. A.P. Carter collected folk songs and also wrote new songs, and he sang and also wrote new songs, and also sang them in harmony with his guitar-playing sister-in-law, Mabel, and his wife, Sarah, who also played auto harp. Songs like Can the Circle Be Broken, By and By, and Wildwood Flower became hit records, and the Carter family became the first stars of country music. Jimmy Rogers, another country music's earliest stars, was recorded at the same time, at the same recording sessions as the Carters. Jimmy was taught how to play guitar and sing blues, old-time music, and folk songs, and combined all these styles in his own songs. He often used a vocal technique called yodeling. Yole, 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 hoo! And his first hit record, Blue Yodel, sold nearly 500,000 copies in 1927. That is very interesting. I never even knew that. So there you go, folks. You learned about who the first family of country music was. I did too. We learn something new every day, right? All right, next we are going to move into the types of country and their history. First off, we have country rock, a type of music that is a mix of country and rock music that began in the late 1960s and early 1970s. We have our artists. We have Zac Brown Band, we have Kid Rock, and we have Eric Church. Our next one we have is country folk. Country folk is a genre label that is rather nebulous one, but one that has been employed often as least since the mid-1970s. For dedicated enthusiasts, the category largely includes the works of contemplative post-Dylan, largely includes the works of works of singers and songwriters who were influenced by his and others in the late 1960s and 1970s. Artists country rock sounds, but who, recording slightly later, preferred a gentler, more acoustic, dominant sound that allowed focus on the lyrics. The significant element that distinguishes country folk from folk music on Dylan's contemporaries recordings is the 1960s was the readmission of country and bluegrass music with banjos, fiddle, and resophonic and electric steel guitars into the mix. Country rock's success with the urban audiences had paved the way for this hybrid. For aficionados viewing country folk as a subgenre of country is inaccurate, as it is not aimed at a country music audience in the main. Some of the definitive country folk artists from the early years include John Prine, Kate Wolfe, and Nasi Griffith, all singer-songwriters with thoughtful lyrics whose arrangements are backed by the instruments. By the 1980s, record labels such as Rounder and Sugar Hill specializes in recording country folk artists. The category does overlap with the post-country rock of other artists who moved away from the mainstream market as country rock's own fortunes waned at the close of the 1970s. Emmylou Harris moved into neo-traditional country, and Chris Hillman into progressive bluegrass, Brother Harmony Duo. All these artists were using a more gentler sound. Even during the 1970s, as the acoustic early country music inflected sounds of country folk were making it a distinct from the other styles of post-1960s singer-songwriter music, it had varying degrees of overlaps with the sounds of progressive country music. None of these were specifically marketed or received as country folk. However, still later, low-key acoustic dominant country inflected recordings by these and many other earlier artists have at times loosely but not inaccurately been defined. Our next one we are going on to, our next genre, is called country rock. Country rock. Country rock is a form of country that involves rock music, of course. And we have, next one. I apologize for that. The next one we go into is folk music, and we have Johnny Cash and Bob Dylan. That's what we have. And now our next one we have country pop, a mix of country and pop to reach the mainstream audience. Under this genre of country, we have Taylor Swift and Carrie Underwood. Two of one of my favorite people. Actually, Carrie Underwood is actually one of my favorite artists from country music. I think she has an amazing voice. The next one we go on to is country rap. Country rap is a subgenre of popular music blending country music with hip-hop style rapping, also known as hick-hop or rural rap. Country rap began to form as a genre when Bubba Sparks and producer Shannon Hutchins created Sparks' 2001 debut album, Dark Days, Bright Nights, as an independent release, which was later released on Interscope Records. The trend continued in 2005 when country artist Big and Rich introduced Cowboy Troy to the country world. 2005's movie Locomotive release on Warner Brothers, which reached number 2 on Billboard's top country albums. Coming off the success of Bubba Sparks' platinum album debut, Hutchins soon after created Average Joe's Entertainment with country rapper Colt Ford. This was the beginning of country rap taking its place as a real and separate genre, while at the same time influencing mainstream country. Colt Ford has sold over 1.5 million albums, including 4 that have landed in the top 10 of Billboard's country music artists. Ford's 2012 Declaration of Independence debuted at number 1 on the Billboard's country chart, and his 2014 album, Thanks for Listening, debuted at number 1 on the Billboard rap chart, making him the only artist in history to have a number 1 albums on both Billboard country and rap charts, proving that country rap is a true genre and spawning a slew of new artists. The Lax and Lenny Cooper have both sold well. The Lax 3rd and 4th albums, Keep It Real, Keep It Redneck, and Outlaw in Me, both debuted at number 3 on Billboard's country chart in August 2013, proving further country rap's popularity as a new genre. Other artists of this genre include Southern Country Music, and we also have Big and Rich and Lenny Cooper, as I pronounced. Okay, and our next one that we have Bluegrass. Ooh, Bluegrass. Very interesting there. I like bluegrass music. I think it's kind of calming. It's kind of fun. It's fun to dance around to, as most country music is. You know, have a good old time. Just singing with a banjo outside of a porch. Okay. The people who migrated to America in the 1600s from Ireland, Scotland, and England brought with them the basic styles of music that are generally considered to be the roots of bluegrass music. It is known today as the Jamestown settlers began to move out into North and South Carolina. Tennessee, Kentucky, Virginia, and West Virginia, they wrote songs about day-to-day life in the new land. Since most of these people lived in remote areas, the song reflected life on the farm or in the hills. This type of music was called mountain music or country music. The invention of the phonograph and the sunset of the radio in the early 1900s brought this music out of the mountains and into the homes of people all over the United States. And we have the artists we have in this one, Tim Rice and Dolly Parton. I think I've heard only a couple of Dolly Parton songs. I think she's pretty good. I think I've watched a couple of her performances on the Grand Ole Opry. The Grand Ole Opry, if you didn't know, is an amazing place for artists to kind of make a milestone in their careers. If you perform at the Grand Ole Opry, that means that you're one amazing performer right there. And the very last one that we have is Alternative Country. Alternative country is like alternative rock country, basically. Just like rock country. Distinct from one another, simply put, alternative country performers come from the countryside of the equation, whereas alternative are more in the rock. It's considered a branch of alternative rock, even though it may not always sound like rock, because it doesn't fit in any mainstream sensibility, and also because it's the boundaries of country music. Its bands usually get their start as part of the American indie label scene. It contrasts to alternative country, which pushes the boundaries of country music from the inside. Alternative country rock is music made by outsiders who love the sound and spirit of country. They faithfully preserve traditional sounds, but reinterpret the spirit in personal, contemporary, and idiosyncratic ways that rarely appeal to straight country fans. The godfather of the alternative country rock was Gram Parsons, the single most important figure in the invention of country rock and an enduring cult legend for his deeply emotional records. Neil Young's varying musical personalities were also an important influence, as was the progressive country movement of the 70s, particularly an Austin, Texas-centered group of highly literate singer-songwriters like Townes Van Zandt. Among others, the man who heralded the birth of alternative country rock was Lyle Lovett, whose wit seemed to revitalize country's possibilities in the minds of many rock fans. But the first true alternative country rock band was Uncle Tupelo, who at the start of their career fused punk and country in a far more reverent way than any band in the short-lived 80s movement. Their cover of the A.P. Carter spiritual, No Depression, gave its name to their seminal 1990 debut album. The premier fanzine, the alternate country scene, and the nickname The Movement in general. Uncle Tupelo soon became a more tradition-minded country rock outfit. And following their 1993 landmark, Island Split, into different bands, the staunchly revelous Sonvolt and more pop-inflicted Wilco. By that time, alternative country rock itself had begun to split into several strains. One school was chiefly dedicated to reviving the persons and young sound of the early 70s. Sometimes adding elements of the Beatles pop to the country rockers and aching ballads. Others were sincere traditionalists, drawing from the most haunting qualities of old-time country and Appalachian folk while updating the lyrical sensibilities just enough. A related school made the old-timey sound into a soft, spare, ethereal hybrid of country and indie rock, usually featuring a female vocalist. Still, other alternate country rock bands brought a sense of humor to their traditionalist work, whether it was the good-natured with a twangy rock and roll bar band or the flat-out weird irony of Lamb Chop. Alternative rock music continued to produce new and critically acclaimed hybrids acts of Into the Collapse. Wow, that's very interesting. I haven't heard of some of those things. That's very interesting. I really enjoyed reading that information. I hope you guys have enjoyed this informational session of it. I hope you've enjoyed this first part of the show. I'm going to take a short break, and I will be right back here on Penguin Radio.
Little So pour that thing up to the top. I'm coming in hot. Hey, bartender.
Hello, everybody. I am back. Once again, I am DJ Jams, and you are listening to The Boombox Show. If you have just tuned into this show, we are talking about country music, and now we are going to move on to the audience that it appeals to. Country music appeals to people who are big fans of country music, and it appeals to people who love to have a good time. Country music usually consists of lyrics of love, or they're talking about a party, or they're talking about drinking beer, and just having a good old all-around fun time. All right, and now we're going to go into one of the favorite parts. First off, we're going to talk about, quite like the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, country music also has a Hall of Fame. The Country Music Hall of Fame is located in Nashville, Tennessee. And this, if artists are inducted into this museum, they are also considered to be a legendary artist. This means that, you know, they've also had a great milestone in their career, and they can walk through and look at their display in the museum, quite like anybody else can do in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, except for this is for country music, obviously. So, yeah. All right, and currently we have in the 2016 Country Music Hall of Fame, we have Charles Daniels and Randy Travis and Fred Foster so far. Next, we are going to go on to the Country Music Billboard top 8 people on the top 100. And we're going to talk about who is at number 1 and who is at number 8. The first one we have Forever Country, and they are by their album Artists of Then and Now and Forever. The second one we have Setting the World on Fire by Kenny Chesney, featuring Pink. And our third one we have It Don't Hurt Like I Used To by Billy Currington. Our fourth one we have Holly from Florida Georgia Line. And then number 5 we have Blue Ain't Your Color by Keith Urban. And our 6th one, we have Different for Girls by Dierks Bentley featuring Ellie King. Our 7th, we have Middle of a Memory from Cole Swindle. And I Met a Girl from William Michael Morgan. Well, that's a pretty good set list right there. I'd say that's a pretty good list of everybody. Now, we're going to go into one of my favorite parts. First off, we're going to go off to one of my favorite artists. And, you know, I love this part because I get to show everybody who my favorite people are. And you get to know a little bit about me and a little about them. So we're going to move on to the first guy we have up. His name is Jason Aldean. Jason Aldean was born in Macon, Georgia. He is turned into a genuine country superstar in the back of half the 2000s. In the 2000s, he got his start in his career. His parents separated when he was 3 years old, and he spent his childhood with his mother in Macon through the school year while spending the summers with his father in Homestead, Florida. Early on, he fell under the spell of country music and made his first public appearances as a singer at a VFW hall in Macon. When he was 14 years old, he decided, when he was 14 years old, he had his first appearance as a singer. Soon he was a regular at area talent contests. And a year later, he joined the house band at Nashville South in Macon. Aldean began pursuing a music career on a full-time basis following his graduation from high school, and with his father as a booking agent, was soon gigging in college towns throughout the Southeast and up and down the Eastern Seaboard. Aldean privately financed an 8-song CD during this period to sell at shows, recording it in Nashville in 1996. Michael Knox spotted Aldean at an Atlanta showcase a year or two later and signed the singer to a songwriting contract with Warner Chappell Publishing, which allowed Aldean to move to Nashville in 1998. When a couple of recording deals fell through and his singing contract was about to expire, Aldean was on the verge of giving up on the music business when he attracted the attention of the independent studio in 2007 to work on his sophomore release, Relentless. The album, featuring the single Johnny Cash, hit stores in May of that year. Wide Open followed in 2009, and its success established Aldean as a major country star. It had three number one singles, and it also had She's Country, The Truth, and Big Green Tractor, which crossed over to the pop top 20, and Crazy Town was nearly as big. Peaking at number 2, Aldean upped the ante with 2010's My Kind of Party and an album that was even bigger than its predecessor. Thanks to the number one singles, which have peaked at number 2, all of this raised expectations for Night Train, Aldean's fifth album, which arrived in the fall of 2012, featuring the hit singles Take a Little Ride, Night Train, and When She Says Baby. Night Train was another number one hit for Aldean. He followed it up in 2012 with Old Boots, New Dirt, which also entered the Billboard Top 200 and country charts at number 1, partially due to the momentum of the hit single Burning It Down. Old Boots, New Dirt generated 3 other top 10 hits. Just Getting Started, Tonight Looks Good on You, and Gonna Know Where We Were Here, that kept it on the charts into 2015. The next year, he delivered his 7th studio album, They Don't Know, whose September 2016 release was preceded by the singles Light Come On and A Little More Summertime. Jason Aldean is also still currently touring, I believe, so if you can find tickets for him, I suggest to go see him, because he is actually pretty, pretty awesome. So, leaving you on that note, why don't we listen to one of my favorite songs of his? It's famously called Burning It Down.
Get a little tangled up right about now. So girl, like it's our last chance. We're just hanging around, burning it down, sipping on some cold Jack Daniels, jamming to some old Alabama with your baby laying right here, dreaming in my bed. I'm just doing my thing. You love it when I sing. Say it makes you feel like an angel.
Everybody, I am back again. This is GJ Jams, and you are listening to the Boombox Show, and we are talking about country music still. I hope you all have enjoyed my show so far. I hope you're all enjoying my music as usual. And now we are going into another favorite artist of mine. We are going into Luke Bryant. I think he is amazing, and I am dying to see him in concert, and I heard he's amazing. So, Thomas Luther Luke Bryan was born on July 17th, 1976, is an American country music star and songwriter. Bryan began his musical career in the mid-2000s, writing songs for his longtime friends from high school, performers Travis Tritt and Billy Currington, and releasing his Spring Break album. After signing with Capitol Nashville in Nashville, Tennessee in 2007 with his cousin Chad Christopher Boyd, he released the album I'll Stay Me, which included the singles All of My Friends Say, Rewrote in Trucks, and Country Man. The follow-up album Doing My Thing included Do I, which Bryan co-wrote with Charles Kelly and Dave Haywood of Lady Antebellum, and the number one singles Rain Is a Good Thing and Someone Else Calling You Baby. Tailgate and Tan Lines, released in 2012, includes Country Girl, Shake It For Me, and the number one singles I Don't Want This Night to End, Drunk on You, and Kiss Tomorrow, Goodbye. Bryan's fourth album, Crash My Party, was released in August 2013 and includes the number one singles Crash My Party, That's My Kind of Night, Drink a Beer, Play It Again, Roller Coaster, and I See You. The fifth album, Kill the Lights, was released in August 2015, and its lead single, Kick Up the Dust, became his 13th number one hit, followed by his 14th number one, Strip It Down. Bryan Cole wrote all of his singles with the exception of Drunk on You, Crash My Party, That's My Kind of Night, Drink a Beer, Play It Again, Roller Coaster, and Kick Up the Dust, and co-produced all four of his albums and one compilation album with Jeff Stevens. Brian was the recipient for of Academy of Country Music Award and Country Music Associations. And also Entertainer of the Year. To date, Brian has sold over 7 million albums and 27 singles worldwide. Wow, it's no wonder he's so popular, right? He's got all these albums sold. He's got it all set up for himself. In the meanwhile, how about you guys all listen to one of my favorite songs called Play It Again?
She was sitting all alone over on the tailgate, 10 legs swinging by a Georgia plate. I was looking for her boyfriend, thinking no way she ain't got one. Soon as I sat down, I was falling in love, trying to pour a little sugar in her Dixie cup, talking over the speakers in the back of that truck. She jumped up and cut me off. She was like, oh my God, this is my song. I've been listening to the radio all night long, sitting around waiting for it to come on, and here it is. She was like, come here, boy, I wanna dance. For I said a word, she was taking my hand, spinning me around till it faded out, and she gave me a kiss, and she said, play it again, play.
Hello, everybody. I hope you guys have enjoyed that short little clip of Luke Bryan, Play It Again. Also one of my favorite songs, if I didn't mention that before. All right, our next artist we are going to go on to is Carrie Underwood. Carrie Underwood is an American country singer, songwriter, and actress. She rose to fame as the winner of the fourth season of American Idol in 2005. And has since become one of the most successful artists in any musical genre. Her achievements led her to be inducted into the Grand Ole Opry in 2008, and into the Oklahoma Music Hall of Fame in 2009. She has earned numerous accolades, including 7 Grammy Awards, 17 Billboard Music Awards, 12 Academy of Country Music Awards, 9 American Music Awards, and a Grammy's World Record. Her debut album, Some Hearts, was released in 2005, bolstered by huge crossover success of singles Jesus Take the Wheel and Before He Cheats. It became the fastest-selling debut country album in Nielsen SoundScan history, the best-selling solo female debut album in country music history, and the best-selling country album of the last 10 years. Underwood won 3 Grammys for the album, including Best New Artist, released in 2007. Her second album, Carnival Ride, had one of the biggest ever opening weeks by a female artist and earned Underwood 2 Grammy Awards. Her next album, 2009's Play On, with commercial success led by the single Cowboy Casanova, Underwood's fourth album, Blown Away, earned her a Grammy Award, and that was the year's second best-selling release by a female artist. Her first compilation album in 2014 was a chart and sales success and earned her a Grammy Award. Her fifth album, Storyteller, in 2015, made her the only country artist to have all first five studio albums reach their numbers, the number one or two on the Billboard 200. She has sold more than 65 million records worldwide. Recognized by Rolling Stone as the female vocalist of her generation in any genre by Time as one of the most 100 most influential people in the world, and by Billboard as a country music's reigning queen. Underwood is the only solo country artist in the 2000s to have a number one hit on the Billboard Hot 100. The first and only country artist ever to debut number one on the Hot 100, and with 15 number ones, the woman with the most number one hits in history of the Billboard Country Airplay chart. She is the top country artist of all time on the RIAA's digital singles ranking, then the biggest American Idol earner of all time. Some Hearts was named the number one country album of the 2000s by Billboard, and she was the top-ranked female artist on Billboard's Best Country Artist of the 2000s list. See, this is why I love her, because she is so awesome. I don't you enjoy this famous song called Before He Cheats.
Tramp, and she's probably getting thirsty right now. He's probably buying her some fruity little drink, cause she can't shoot whiskey right now. He's probably up behind her with a blue stick, showing her how to shoot a combo, and he don't know.
Everybody, I am back. All right, our next here on the Boombox Show, our next artist, we have one of my favorite groups from country is Rascal Flatts. I absolutely love the Rascal Flatts. I have been a fan of them ever since I was a little girl. Rascal Flatts is an American country trio formed in Columbus, Ohio in 1999. It is composed of Gary Livox, the lead vocalist, and second cousins Jay DeMarcus and John Don Rooney. DeMarcus is also brother-in-law of country singer James Otto and formerly one half of the Christian music duo East to West. From 2000 to 2010, they recorded for Disney Music Group's Lyric Street Records. While on that label, they released seven albums, all of which have been certified platinum or higher by the Recording Industry Association of America. In order of release, these albums are Rascal Flatts 2000, Melt 2002, Feels Like Today, 2004. Me and Mocking, 2006. Still Feels Good, in 2007. Greatest Hits, Volume 1. And Unstoppable, in 2009. After Lyric Street closed in 2010, they moved to Big Machine Records, for which they have released three more albums. Nothing Like This, in 2010. And in 2010, Changed, 2012, Rewind in 2014. Their studio albums have accounted for more than 25 singles, of which 13 have reached number one on the Billboard Hot Country Songs, and Country Airplay, their longest lasting number one single, of cover of Marcus Humann's Bless the Broken Road, spent 5 weeks in the position in 2005. In 2005 to 2006, What Hurts the Most was number one on both country and adult complimentary charts, and peaked at number six on the Billboard Hot 100. Well, here is a song that is one of my favorites off of their song that is called Me and Mocking. This song is called Backwards.
I was sitting on a bar stool in a barbecue joint in Tennessee when this old boy walked in and he sat right down next to me. I could tell he'd been through some hard times. There were tear stains on his old shirt. Then he said, you want to know what you get when you play a country song backwards? You get your house back, you get your dog back, you get your best friend Jack back, you get your truck back, you get your hair back, you get your first and second wives back, your front porch swing, your pretty little thing, your bling 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 and a diamond ring, you get your farm and the barn and the boat and the Harley, first night in jail with Charlie. It sounds a little crazy, a little scattered and absurd, but that's what you get when you play a country song backwards. That's not all, there's even more. You get your mind back, your nerves back, your first heart attack back, you get your pride back, you get your life back, you get your first real love back, you get your big screen TV, DVD, and a washing machine, you get the pond and the lawn and the bed and the mower. You go back where you don't know her. It sounds a little crazy, a little scattered and absurd, but that's what you get when you play a country song backwards.
Hey everyone, did you enjoy that song? Because I sure did. That song is pretty awesome. All right, our next wonderful artist that I enjoy is, her name is the lovely Miranda Lambert. Miranda Lambert was born on November 10th, 1983, and is an American country music singer and songwriter. She is best known as a solo artist and is a member of the Pistol Annies. Lambert has been honored by the Grammy Awards, the Academy of Country Music Awards, the Country Music Association Awards, and Lambert's debut album, Kerosene, in 2005, was certified platinum in the United States and produced singles such as Me and Charlie Taking, Bring Me Down, Kerosene, New Strings. All four singles were topped 40 hits on Billboard Hot Country Songs. Her second album, Crazy Ex-Girlfriend, was released in Hot Country Songs. Was released early in 2007. Although the title track failed to make the top 40, the next three songs, Famous in a Small Town, Gunpowder and Lead, and More Like Her, were top 20 hits, with Gunpowder and Lead becoming her first top 10 single. Top 10 country hit in July 2008. Her third album, Revolution, was released in September 2009. Five singles were released from the album, including number one hits The House That Built Me, which spent about 4 weeks at the top, and Heart Like Mine. 2012, for the record, included singles Baggage Claim, Over You, Fastest Girl in Town, Mama's Broken Heart, and All Kinds of Lambert. Released her fifth album, Platinum, in 2014. The album was preceded by the late single Automatic, which hit the top five on the country charts and won the Grammy Award for Best Country Album. All right, I'm going to play one of her recent songs. It's called Vice, and I love the song to bits of pieces.
Stay of the needle dropping on a vinyl, neon singer with a jukebox title full of heartbreak. 33, 45, 78. When it hurts this good, you gotta play it twice. Another vice. All dressed up in a pretty black label. Sweet salvation on a diamond room table waiting on me. Where the numb meets the lonely. It's gone before it ever melts the ice. Another vice, another call, another bed.
Hello, everybody. I hope you've enjoyed today's show. I hope you enjoyed that song. All right, this is the sad time of the part of the day where I wrap up my show. And today, I hope you guys really enjoyed this song. I really hope you enjoyed me rambling on about country music. I really hope you've learned a couple of things about country music. Make sure you stick around for Sticky Situations with DJ Honey and DJ T-Smooth from 2 to 4 p.m. I hope you all have enjoyed my show here at Penguin Radio on radio.dominican.edu. Goodbye, everybody.